Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Beauty McGowan. Batting second. The catcher, Cy Perkins. Batting third. The left fielder, Tilly Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Hauser. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Heinie Shear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Raleigh Naylor. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Raleigh Naylor. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting second. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Hervey McClellan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. And now, play ball. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins takes first base on ball four. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Perkins. The throw from Schock and he is out, Collins applying the tag. Two outs. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson bunts in front of the plate. Perkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Hooper moves to second. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hooper moves to third. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Shealy reaches second base with a double. Hooper scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller bunts in front of the plate. Schock scoops up the ball and tags Miller for the out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a fly ball towards left. Falk settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Falk. Dykes moves to second. Heinie Shear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan bunts towards the mound. Naylor fields it and throws to first for the out. Falk moves to second. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a pop-up towards short. Galloway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Raleigh Naylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naylor strikes out. One out. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0 for 1 in the game. McGowan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Perkins takes first base on ball 4. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hooper hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Collins reaches second base with a double. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Shealy hits a line drive into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller bunts in front of the plate. Schalk fields it and throws to first for the out. Hauser moves to second. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0 for 1 in the game. Galloway strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0 for 1 in the game. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Naylor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0 for 0 in the game. McClellan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scheer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Heinie Scheer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheer is 0 for 1 in the game. Scheer hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Naylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Naylor takes first base on ball 4. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0 for 2 in the game. McGowan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Schalk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 1 in the game. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Naylor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hooper hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0 for 2 in the game. Galloway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hauser moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Hauser moves to third. Galloway moves to second. Heinie Scheer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheer is 0 for 2 in the game. Scheer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Collins hits a pop-up towards first. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sheely hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Raleigh Naylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naylor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Naylor strikes out. One out. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0-for-3 in the game. McGowan strikes out. Two outs. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Perkins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-2 in the game. Ma still hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Falk bunts in front of the plate. Perkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Ma still moves to second. One out. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0-for-1 in the game. McClellan hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schalk hits a fly ball into center field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-2 in the game. Faber strikes out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hooper hits a line drive towards first. Hauser reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Galloway hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Dykes bunts towards first. Sheely scoops it up and throws to first, with Collins covering, for the out. Galloway moves to second. One out. Frank Brugge pinch hits for Heinie Shear. Frank Brugge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brugge hits a line drive towards right. Hooper catches it and throws to second to double up Galloway. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 1, and Philadelphia Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.